Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Let me tell three people, God will touch you today. God will touch you today. God will touch you today. Tell yourself, God will touch me today. Give Jesus a big, big, big hand of praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. I perceive in my spirit that God wants to do a quick work in this service. And I'm very much sure that your faith is very strong alive. The same God that took away tumor that the doctors could not find. And the same God that turned AA to SS to AA within a twinkling of an eye. That same God has not changed. Hebrews 13 and verse 8 is the same yesterday, is the same today, and is the same forever. In Mark chapter 4, verse 23, the Bible says Jesus was teaching them the gospel and he was healing all. Matthew 4, 23. He was healing all. Somebody say all. All manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Hallelujah. This service is your service. Whatever is your own manner, God will bring it to an end in this service. I told the believer in the house, the amen can be resounding. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease, part two. Isaiah 33 and verse 24, he said, and the inhabitant shall say, I am sick. Shall not say, I am sick. The people that dwell therein shall be forgiven their iniquity. That a time is coming in your life where 50 years down the line, you will say, I don't know what it looks like to be sick. But I told a believer in the house, you say loud amen. As I told a believer in the house, you say the loud amen. As I told a believer in the house, you say the loud amen. Shall not say, I am sick. The inhabitants. That means you and me will be walking in such dominion over the forces of sickness and disease. If you have been following right from last week, we established the fact that health is God's perfect will for us. It's his perfect will. Jeremiah 30, 17, I will restore health. Not that I will restore healing. I will restore health. Because health is the original place. Somebody say original place. Somebody say original place. This is where I'm supposed to be. Talk to me, church. Say, this is where I'm supposed to be. Health is where I'm supposed to be. Not healing. Health is where I'm supposed to be. Not healing. Health is where I'm supposed to be. Not healing. Say it louder. Say, health is where I'm supposed to be. And then, in case the enemy is trying to do some things, I will now heal you of your wounds. In 3 John verse 2, it said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, not in healing. Be in health, not in healing. Be in health. 3 John and verse 2, please. So the will of God is health. Hallelujah. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, verse number 23, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. He said, the very God of peace
sanctify you wholly. I pray, God, your whole spirit, soul, and what? Body. Somebody say, my body. Be what? Preserve. For what? Blameless. Can you see that? Spirit preserve, soul preserve, body preserve. So, God's health package cover every fears of man. The spirit state of the man, the soul state of the man, and the body state of the man. So we are fully covered. There is a spiritual solution on this mountain today. There is a soul solution. Anything that is affecting the mind, I decree that as we take the communion today, there shall be a reversal. Amen. I didn't hear your amen. The last time you suffer that mental blockage, that is the last time you will suffer it for life. And then it starts your body, because your body is that important to God. The Bible says we have been bought with a price. I believe 1 Corinthians 9:20 thereabout. He said we have been bought with a price. Glorify God in your body. We have been bought with a price. Hallelujah. Therefore, you glorify God in your body. So every aspect is covered. It is the will of God that we are in dominion. That we are in dominion. However, we must understand quickly that our battles are not carnal. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 3 to 6. They are not carnal. They are mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. Our battles are not physical. That's what it means. We walk in the flesh. We do not war against the flesh. The forces that we are fighting that has to do with health are not just physical. And that is the reason there are certain things that even our GPs and our specialists cannot see. That's just the truth. No GP can see oppression of the devil. Hallelujah. In Acts 10:38, the Bible says how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Can you see that? So it was an oppression of the devil. It is the devil that does not want you and me to enjoy our health. Satan is trying to cut short our life. Hallelujah. But God is the one that wants to give us long life. No devil will cut short your life. I didn't hear your louder amen. I said no devil will cut short the life of your family members. I did not hear your louder amen. Please don't accommodate any weakness or sickness. Anything attacking your body is about to take you out of this earth. There are no small sickness. No small sickness. In Luke chapter 4 and verse 38, Jesus was with Simon, Simon's mother-in-law. The Bible says, and Jesus rebuked the fever. So what you commonize with my fever is because of weather. No, he rebuked it. That tells you that there's a spirit behind every sickness. Jesus would have said, well, wear cardigan, wear jacket, and you should be okay. True of us. Or go and take a cup of tea and coffee like we do. But Jesus knew that behind every affliction, thank God for our doctors, thank God for our specialists, but when they cannot deal with the spiritual matter, who will deal with it for us? So, forces behind infirmities. This is what we are talking about. And this is the reason why we are here. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is all-round specialist. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad to know that Jesus is all-round specialist? Come on, clap for Jesus if you can. If you can, come on. The great physician. The great physician. The great physician. Jeremiah 8, 22 and 23. The great physician. He will never tell you go and come. He will never refer you. He does not refer. He deals with it. And when he heals completely.
Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. When he heals completely. Because whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Hallelujah. You are not going home the same way you came. I say you are not going home the same way you came. You are not going home the same way you came. The same Jesus is still very much alive. The same Jesus is still alive today. And the testimonies you have this morning is a proof that your own is the next. Somebody who received that, say the loudest amen. Walking in dominion over sickness and disease. Jesus, the great physician, has great prescriptions. Anytime you go to your GP, they check on you, and then they make one or two prescriptions that you go and get, and then you begin to take those medications. So, while we are in this kingdom, we have what we call prescriptions that have been provided to ensure that our health and vitality is secured. So permit me today, let's quickly go through this, and then we're going to pray, because I also sense that God wants to do a quick work. And I'm going to tell you the truth, people of God, you are not in a normal service. This service is called special. It's called what? Special what? Healing service. That means God is ready to do special things. The name he called it, that's the name they will be. So every special problem, you will meet with special Jesus today. Amen. Say louder, amen. Amen. As I say, the loudest, amen. Amen. How the Holy Communion empowers us for dominion over sickness and disease. Please permit me to go through this today. I am not a physician. I am just an agent. Yes, I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. So permit me to introduce to you the prescription of the communion for the establishment of your dominion over sickness and disease. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 3, the Bible says, "But I fear, lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in what? The simplicity that is in what? So it may be simple, but it is powerful. It may be simple, but it is what? It may be simple, but it is what? Romans 1:16, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. The power. So there is power inside the gospel, and the gospel is all about Christ. So don't let Satan corrupt you, please. I needed to read this before I go through it. Pastor, what do you mean? Just this communion, I take it. And all of these things you are saying will happen. That is why I'm warning you ahead. Don't let Satan make you say, don't mind them. How can it be that simple? Satan deceived Eve by the simple. You see, the challenge with most Christians is, listen to me. The truth is this. I believe this year or last year made it my 30 years being in the Lord. 30 years being in the Lord, I have found out that God is a very simple God. It is we human beings that makes God complex. Anybody can understand God. Even Jesus said, let the children come to me, two of us. Children can understand God. I'm telling you the truth. God comes to you to your level. It is we human beings that make God complicated. Very complicated. But I pray that it shall not be complicated for you. Amen. What is in the communion that engenders dominion over sickness and disease? Number one, the Holy Communion is a kingdom mystery. Mystery talks about secrets. For strength, for health, and for longevity. For strength, for health, and for longevity. Somebody say strength. Somebody say health. Somebody say longevity. 1 Corinthians 11:23, as it was introduced. You see that 1 Corinthians 11:23. For as he received them, which is also deceived. that the Lord Jesus, the same night, he took bread. He took bread. Hallelujah. Verse 25. He took the cup. He took the cup. As often as you drink, make remembrance of me. Amen. Verse 30. For this cause, many are weak, many are sickly among you, and many sleep. That word means die. So weak, because they are not taking it often, they are sick, and then they die. But when we take it, then instead of being weak, we are strong. Instead of being sick, we are healed. And instead of we die, what do? We live. As often. So it's not about coming to church. As often as you do this, you make remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus. I say thank you, Jesus. From today, me and you shall be saying bye-bye to sickness, amen, to weakness, amen, and to death. Amen. Number two, it empowers us to live like Christ, both in spirit, in soul, and in body. It empowers us to live like Christ. It empowers us to live like Christ. Leviticus 17, 11. Leviticus 17, 11. The Bible says, the life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So, where life is, means in the blood. If I am taking the blood, it means I am taking the life. If you are with me, say amen. Amen. If I am taking the blood, it means I'm taking what? If I am taking the blood, it means I'm taking what? The life. I'm taking the life. I'm taking the life. I am taking the life. Because the life of the flesh is in the blood. Look at this quickly. John chapter 6 is our anchor scripture. So we are going to be drawing a lot of strength from here. Majorly on communion. Verse number 56. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my body is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh, 56, and drinketh my blood, what happened? Dwelleth in me, and what? I in him. 57. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read together. Want to go, everyone? As the living Father has sent me, I live by the Father. So, he that eateth of me, even. How will he live by? Say with me, the life of Christ. Louder, you can say the life of Christ. Louder, you can say the life of Christ. So you can call it life transplant. You can call it life transplant if you want to interpret it that way. The life of Christ becomes my own life, my own nature. Thank you, Jesus. So that in John 17, 18, he says, as you sent me to this world, so I have sent them. As you sent me to this world, so I have sent them. Karuante hiklabosh kabaraya. So you carry the nature, DNA of Christ. The nature of Christ. So that whatever is not in his nature cannot be in your nature. Many people never know this until we began to read. Kenneth E. Hagin of blessed memory. This man at his old age said, I have lived, and in the last 75 years, I don't know what it is to feel like to have an headache. It was said during the days that it doesn't live on tablets. When people began to discover, they discovered that every day it takes the communion. They said, no wonder. No wonder. This man is as strong as this. I don't know what it is to have an headache for 75 years. May God give you that testimony. If Jesus had an headache, the Bible would have carried it. Is that detail? I'm telling you. If Jesus was sick, the Bible would have picked it up. Because the Bible is a balanced book. If Jesus had malaria, it would have been picked up in the Bible. God will not hide that one from us. Yes. Because he will want us to learn lessons from that experience. Who of us? But Jesus went through the same winter me and you are going through. The same cold we are going through. If not more stronger cold. UK don't have cold though. Until you go to somewhere else. How many of you know UK don't have cold? Someone say, Pastor, it's not true. No, go to Canada. Go to Iceland. And they will tell you what cold is. You think we have cold? You have not seen cold. You think you have seen snow? You have not seen snow. Have you seen where snow covers people's house? What are you talking about? Very worst weather. Jesus was in the midst of those weather. If not bad, and yet, as a human being, he was not sick. Okay, now let me shock you. In case you said it was Jesus, what about his disciples? If Peter was sick, would they not write it in the Bible? Did you know that none of the disciples fell sick when Jesus was with them? Now, Jesus was with them. They were not sick. Not to now talk about Jesus in you. Which one is Father? With me or in me? Which one is more closer? Say with me, from today, bye-bye to sickness and disease. You can say louder and let your enemy hear. Bye-bye to sickness and disease. 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 And as we are saying it, God will give you that testimony. Matthew 26 and verse 26. Very quickly. Believe me, people of God, I am so confident God is doing a very strange work through this service. Very strange work through this service. Recently, somebody bought some medication, and then they bought it. They bought for my wife, and then they bought for me. My wife said, Pastor does not take medication. We have been in a relationship for 20 years. That was how she met me. 30 years in the Lord. Pastor does not. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't take medication, please. But I don't. I feed on communion. I'm telling you, sir. I feed on the word and communion. If you see the way I eat communion, you will call me communion. My name, you will call me communion. In my house, in my office, when I'm traveling, in my bag. I don't take pride in my medication. I take pride in my communion, sir. And I thank God that God is giving me relatively the same testimony. I don't feel like it. I don't know what it's like it, to be breaking down here and there. I show you a great mystery. I thank God for where you are, but I'm showing you where you can be. If your spirit can be alive. Are you catching that now? Matthew 26, verse 26. Where are we going from here? And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to what? We are going to come here towards the end. And said, take, eat. What did he say, please? What did he say, please? Please, I want your eyes. One of the prayer I pray is that, Lord, please give us understand. The challenge why people don't get blessed is that people don't understand the Bible. Now, please listen. Jesus took bread for what they were eating. It didn't go anywhere. In case you are saying, I must get Jerusalem bread. That's not what Jesus is saying. It was from what they were eating on the table. What they were eating. Somebody was sharing in Kenyan. I was in India with bone marrow cancer. And all I had in the hospital was Fanta and biscuit. Fanta and biscuit. And I connected to the communion service. As I took the communion and I'm going for procedure, they say they can't find bone marrow cancer again. Fanta and what?
Biscuit. Tell your neighbor, Fanta and biscuit.
Okay. Okay. Now, put that on the screen quickly. Because there is some... My job, listen, I am an agent. So I'm meant to help you explain as much as I can, but the Holy Ghost is the one that can give you understanding. Because as you come to this table, you must not take this communion the same way you are taking it before. Now watch. Do you notice that Jesus did not say, this is bread? What did Jesus say? So why do you call it bread? Because what you call is what comes. He took bread, but what did he call it? It's what you call it. He didn't say this is communion. He said, we are the one that wouldn't have put English. We say communion. Is there any communion in the Bible? He called it body. Somebody say body. So what are you taking today? Oh, you are ashamed to say it. They say in that church they eat body. Yes, we eat plenty of bodies. What are you eating today? 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 Next verse, please. Next verse, please. 27. Next verse, please. Once understanding is there, I'm telling you the truth, we are there. We understand what we are doing. We understand what we are doing. Because faith comes by hearing. And yet, Satan has bastardized this thing too much. And a lot of people don't understand. That's why they are weak. That's why they are sick. And that's why they die. And he took the cup. Please follow. And he gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye of what? All of these. Somebody say, I hear. Now look at the next verse. Thank you, Jesus. For this is what? Why did he not say this is drink? Whatsoever you call it, that is what it is. He said, this is my body. He would have just injected himself, take out his blood, and put it in cup and say, people start drinking. Will you drink that one? Wouldn't you say this is a cult? But Jesus is trying to tell you, I am too simple. Don't make things complex. Anywhere you are, I will meet you there. As long as your faith is intact, I will still wrought my wonders. This is my body. That's what he said. This is my blood. He didn't call it communion. Communion is for purpose of convenience. This is my body. This is my blood. So, what are you drinking today? You are ashamed to say it. Shout it loud. Let your neighbor hear. Say, are we drinking blood in this church? Yes. No, but not your blood. We are drinking the blood of Jesus. Listen, as far as your eyes can see, that's what it is. Are you with me in this service? He called it his blood. So, if you permit me, therefore, you therefore notice that the communion is made up of two major elements. The blood of Jesus and what? The body of Jesus. Period. Any other thing is not there. Somebody say, I hear.
I hear.
I say, somebody say, I hear.
I hear.
As we take this body today, everybody that is in this service, whatever is not of God in your body, it will submit to Jesus' body. Whatever does not look like it in Jesus' blood, I decree that blood in your body will submit to Jesus' blood. Somebody say, well, they said, I have low blood count, and came and began to feast and said, well, now I know that is Jesus' blood. So, since they say my blood is low, I will be taking Jesus' blood as supplement. And then went back to check up for medical, and they say, your blood is over. Can you imagine? These doctors, they won't confuse us in Jesus' name. They won't confuse us. Hold on, your blood. Why? Jesus' blood have matched it up. What the enemy thought for evil, I decree over you. My God, we're turning into a testimony for you. Quickly, what is in the flesh? Number one, it is likened to be the rod of Jesus or the rod of God that swallowed up the rod of the magician. The rod. Somebody say the rod of God. How many of you remember the story of Moses? How the magician put their rods and he also put down his rod. And what did the rod of Moses did? He swallowed up every one of those demonic rods. Swallow them up. Exodus 7, 11 to 12, please. You can take note of that. Swallow it up. In the same vein, whatever is buying and selling in your body, as we take his flesh, his body, whatever it is, I decree that they shall be swallowed up in your system. Please say a loud amen. Please say the loudest amen.
Amen.
Number two, it is the miracle meal that neutralizes all forms of poisons in our body. The miracle meal that neutralizes all forms of poisons in our body. 2 Kings 4, 39 to 41. We had these servants. They were cooking at the point. And then discover, alas, master, there is poison in this pot. And all the prophet said was, bring me a meal. And took that meal and put it inside the pot. And the Bible says, there was no more death in the pot. No wonder the Bible says, we shall eat deadly things. And they shall not what? Hurt us. They shall not hurt us. So I want you to see it. I am taking my miracle meal so that anything that is inside my body that is not of God, that looks like a poison, they shall be swallowed up in victory through this communion. Somebody say the miracle meal. Louder, you can say the miracle meal. Number three is the New Testament manna, the flesh, that destroys all forms of weakness and feebleness. Is the New Testament manna. New Testament manna. God gave the children of Israel manna in the Old Testament. They were eating manna. And in Psalm 105 verse 17, Psalm 105 please, verse number 37, he said they brought them out also with silver and gold, and there was no feeble person among their tribe. No feeble person. No feeble person. If you read the Good News Version, he said when he brought them out with silver and gold, all of them were healthy and they were strong. All of them. Somebody say all of them. Louder, you can say all of them. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 4, he said their raiment waxed not old upon them, neither did their food swell for 40 years. Everybody was enjoying the same cloud of power. How did this relate? In John 6, verse 48, all the way to 50, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Your father did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that no man should eat thereof and not die. They ate manna and it looks like they died. And Jesus said, this is the same that no one of them was sick. So if it happened to them then in the old covenant, how much more we in the new covenant? We are in a better covenant. I say we are in a better covenant. We are in a what? Better covenant. Somebody say with me, I'm in a better covenant. Louder, you can say I'm in a better covenant. The louder you can say I'm in a better covenant. What is in the blood? Number one, in the blood is the dominion nature of Christ that is immune to sickness and to disease. The dominion nature. Remember, I read it, Luke 17:11. It said that in the blood is life. The life of the flesh is in the blood. John 6 and verse 54. He said, whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life. Life that is full of abundance that cannot die. Every threat of death, we come against it through the communion. I said, we come against it through the communion. As we take this communion, everything that is strengthening our body, that is strengthening our health, that is strengthening our long life, we come against it through this communion table. What is in the blood? In the blood, we share the same blood group with Christ. The same blood group. The same blood group. The same blood group. So as I take his blood through the communion, I am sharing the same blood group that is in Christ. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which empowers us over dominion of sickness and disease. The same way that Satan could not afflict his blood, the same way he cannot afflict my blood. I can perceive in my spirit that through this communion table, there shall be healing of all kinds of blood-related sickness and disease. John 6, 55. My flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Let's also know that the communion is likened, the blood in the communion is likened to be the blood, the white blood corpuscles. Science tells us that the white blood, they are the soldiers in the body, and the red, they are the one that carries the oxygen. So one is carrying oxygen so that me and you can be breathing and living, while the others are fighting elements and see Jesus as the Holy God. So he's white. And because Jesus is the Holy God, he's white. So see him as you carrying the soldiers in your body. So that if there's anything that is fighting your immune system, like the testimony we shared, she says she had blood disease. And what she noticed is that she will always faint here in and there. And people are tired of her. And she was the reason she joined this church. And then they told her to say that we take communion. And these are the things that God does. And she said, okay, I will begin to take the communion. And as she began to take the communion, her immune system began to conform. Suddenly, 30 years over, she said, I have never fainted again. Are you catching what I'm saying? Anything that is in your immune system that is not conforming to what God has said, as you take this blood, I decree that they shall submit to the authority of Jesus. Let's quickly ramp up on this note. How do I take the communion so that I can receive the blessing? Three things I want to say. Number one, don't take it unworthily. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse number 31. Jesus only gave communion to disciples, not to everybody. So if you are not saved, it can't work for you. Number two, take it with deep understanding. Because your sense of value is what determines the flow of virtue. Deep understanding of the things that you have been taught. Ephesians 1, 17 to 18. And lastly, take it in faith. Because Romans 14, 23 tells us that anything that is not done in faith is a sin. Take it in faith. Take it in faith. In faith of what? This is the body. This is the blood. This is the body of Jesus. This is the blood of Jesus. Anything not in Jesus, it cannot be in me. I am going through a blood transfusion. I am going through a life transfusion. It is the nature of Christ that is coming inside me. There is no sickness in Christ. There will be no sickness in me. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. Take it in faith. Hebrews 4 and verse 2. The gospel was preached to them. The same gospel was preached to us. But the gospel did not profit them because they did not mix it with faith. The profiting of the communion is that you must mix it with faith. Somebody say, mix it with faith. Tell your neighbor, mix it with faith. Tell your neighbor, mix it with faith. Louder, you can say, neighbor, please mix it with your faith. Give Jesus a big hand of praise. How many of you can see what I can see? So what are you taking again this morning? And what? Everybody answer for yourself. Don't answer for your neighbor. What are you taking this morning? What are you taking again this morning? Give Jesus a big hand of praise and rise up on your feet. We must see it that way. So that as this communion comes to you, you don't go through it as normal. Otherwise, you have normal results. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. As many as received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. So the first thing first we're going to do in this service is, because I don't want anyone to miss their blessing. Don't take it unworthily. Don't take it in one hand, sin, and another hand, something else. Don't take it with a corrupt heart. That's why it looks like it's not working. Don't take it with a backsliding heart. Don't take it with a conscience that is evil and snared. Don't. Take it with an open heart. Take it with a forgiveness of heart. We're going to be praying for those who want to give their life to Christ, so that everybody can be a partaker of the blessing in this service. God is not looking for who to destroy. God is looking for who to help. Therefore, please, I plead with you. You are not born again. You are not saved. I want you to surrender first to the Lordship of Jesus, so that by the time you take this communion, it will begin to work in your life. Anywhere you are, please check yourself. Do you have peace with God? Do you have the joy of God? Or you can't find your peace, you can't find your joy, your heart is not at rest. You are very confused. You are in condemnation because of the kind of way you live your life. Please allow Jesus to come into your life. Come unto me, he said, O ye that labor and everybody, I will give you rest. Please, wherever you are, I want you right now, take a bold step and come to the altar. Let's pray with you. You want to make it right. You want to surrender to the Lordship of Jesus. You want to say, Jesus, I'm tired of my own life. I want now your own life. Please, wherever you are, take a bold step and come forward. Let's pray with you. God bless you for your sincerity in Jesus' mighty name. Church, please give Jesus a big hand of praise. Choir, let's come quickly. Let's come, choir. Nowhere is too far. Nowhere is too far. Check your heart. Check your heart. That young man, that young woman. This service is meant to be a blessing. Please don't postpone your blessing. You surrender to Jesus. 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 God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. Thank you, Father. God bless you as you come. God bless you as you come. As you are coming, I'm sure the ushers, they will give us communion element, and then we are going to pray.
Oh, precious is the
to quickly do a search in your heart. I don't want this service to be a service that you will miss. God does not attack you for your sincerity. God loves you when you are sincere. If you are a young man out there, you are a young woman out there, you are an elderly person out there, you have never surrendered to the Lord. The kind of life you live, you know, is a life that Jesus is not pleased with. Please come to the altar. Let's pray with you. As the choir sing that song one time, we are waiting for you. You quickly come, and God bless you as you do. In Jesus' name. Let's take that song one more time.
Hallelujah.
Wherever you are, take out your communion element. It is what we say to it, that's what we get. It is what we design, that's what it becomes. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things what? Not seen. It says, it shall be to you according to what? Your faith. Somebody say with me, I believe. Louder you can, I believe. In the power, in the communion table. Please say it. Say, I believe in the power in the communion table. I believe that this is the body of Jesus and this is the blood of Jesus. That as I take it inside my system today, everything that is negative in the life of Christ is not permitted to be in my body. From this table, I curse the root of sickness. I curse the root of disease, and I curse the root of death. As I take this communion, I take it for health, I take it for strength, I take it for vitality. Beginning from now, I say no to all forms of sickness, of disease, and infirmity. By this communion, by the blood of Jesus, and by the body of Jesus, the nature of Christ becomes my nature. I begin to manifest the healing virtue, the health virtue, the perfect nature virtue that is in Christ. Satan, you have no power over my body, because from this table, I exchange my strength for Jesus' strength. His strength is now my strength. His mind is now my mind. His body is now my body. I receive it by faith, and so shall it be. Father, confirm your word in this service. As we take this communion right now, let everything that is buying and selling and anything that is not of Christ, we curse it to the root in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. How many of you believe that? Say the loudest, amen. Amen. Now listen, take this communion in faith and rejoice in the Lord. And what? Rejoice. Why? Because God has done it for you. Hallelujah. So go ahead, choir, sing us his praise, and let's bless his name. He's done. Amen.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.